Now we have Karl Brugmann. Karl Brugmann was a German linguist. He gained a position of prominence in comparative Indo-European linguistics. Brugmann was the central figure of neo-grammarians. He asserted the inviolability of phonetic laws. He adhered to a strict research methodology. So what does that mean when we say phonetic inviolability of phonetic law? Okay, so he believed that phonetic laws could not be violated. So as well as in placing stress on the observation of phonetic laws and their operation, the work of analogy was emphasized as an important linguistic factor in modern languages. Brugmann published a study of nasal sounds, contributing to establish the ascendancy of the neo-grammarian position. He also wrote a lot of books, but the name of the books are in German, so I cannot read them. Brugmann was a professor of Sanskrit and comparative linguistics at the University of Leipzig. His fame most securely rests in the two volumes on sounds and forms about phonology, morphology, and word formation that contribute to the five volumes, Der Grundriss, Der Vergleichenden Grammatik, Der Indogermanischen Sprachen. Sorry for my German speaking, but that was the name. So in English, the name of the volumes are Outline of the Comparative Grammar of the Indo-Germanic Languages.